HQ, Sky and RaceNet's Richard Callender with the latest on racing.
Yeah, good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Very good, mate. Yeah, good to chat with Matt Dunn then. And I asked Matt to start the interview. Obviously, we got into his horses, but he is one of the biggest trainers in the Northern Rivers, and obviously his business heavily relies on what's happening with Mother Nature, and he basically sort of said that he doesn't know if there's anything more we could do. It's just purely what's happening in that part of the world, and it's a shame.
Yeah, look, we'd love to have the millions of dollars to spend, say, that we have at like the Newcastle track and what the Randwick track could handle that carnival time, but that's not a possibility anywhere in the country. But yeah, Mother Nature we can't control. I just think sometimes, look, I totally agree with Matt that, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I just think we've got to be just a bit more proactive so we've got things in place, not just the morning of the day before, but weeks out. Say, right, there's the weather pattern. We think this might happen. Let's have plans B, C and D. That's what I'm trying to work through at the moment. Racing up Wales, I just think we should have more plans in place. It's like when, if I sit there, whether it be John O'Shea, Chris Waller, James Cummings, or Matt Dunn, they'll have their horses and they'll have all their horses planned. And they'll have, right, if he runs on the 13th of May, we'll go to this one. But if he doesn't run there, we'll run there, we'll run. They have whole programs, 35 different outlets. And I think that's what we've got to do with the weather pattern, which is the weather is never always, it's not an exact science, but you get a guide of what's coming in the next 21 days, 28 days. You can at least put some little bit more of a planning in process, so we don't have to jump the hurdle when we're right at the bottom of it. We've got a few weeks to jump it.
Yeah, it seems, pardon me, that has been, and that's not just an isolated thing with here in New South Wales. It seems like that's right across the board in every state. You'll see, we watch the news. Say if we're watching the Perth news every night, and we see rain, and we're thinking, well, Belmont's not going to be on tomorrow, and then it's just obviously we wake up and have the track gallop and we can't race and meeting postponed. Why do you think racing has been like that, we haven't had that sort of proactiveness in the past? Because it's not just isolated to one jurisdiction. I remember in Queensland all the time, like, you'd think, well, hang on, cyclone coming, rain coming, are we going to have a plan B? And it seems like there is no plan B.
Yeah. Oh, look, there is to agree. I know what you're saying. That's what you and I agree with. But it's like yesterday morning, and probably I was a fraction late, but we wrote to Racing New South Wales at, I think, 7:30 yesterday morning, Monday morning, advised them what we were seeing on the pattern with the weather for this week at Hawkesbury, how much Friday morning. If they get 75% of what is predicted at Hawkesbury, I don't think we'll race there on Saturday. So, we've got to reassess where we're going. It's worse weather when you come closer to the coast. So, we've got Newcastle, the other meeting on Saturday. Do you try and have a plan B that perhaps Hawkesbury goes to Newcastle to Scone, or do we come to Rose Hill? Is that going to be possible? Hawkesbury, let's hope the weather doesn't come up there. We're seeing on Saturday, because James Heddo and all the team, his girls in the office, have done an amazing job. It's going to be a massive crowd if the weather can hold off.
Exactly right. What about last weekend, mate? There were some good performances at Rose Hill. I thought that obviously Waterford was very, very good. But also as well earlier in the day, some nice runs in the highway. I thought Tanglewood was very good to run second. And obviously Matt Dale's got a superstar in Martini Mama.
Yeah, good to see Matty Dale with another great horse, isn't it? He's a good fella. He's relocated his business and family from down Canberra to Goulburn. And like Lukey Pepper went up to Scone, and Nick Olive went across to Queanbeyan, and so they could be based in New South Wales. But yeah, Matt, she was a massive drifter. She was the tab lay of the day. Again, a mate of mine said to me, I don't want to listen to you, Duff. I don't want any tips off anyone. I'm just going to sit back, wait for those blokes to come on with the lay of the day. And he said, that'll just be my one bet. He said, I said to collect nearly every week, the lay of the day again. But yeah, Tanglewood, there's a lot of good runs. I thought Gage's two-year-old and Adrian's two-year-old, the first, was ultra impressive.
Certainly. The diary ahead here in New South Wales, so obviously we go Wagga, which is a great carnival. I know you've been to plenty of Wagga Cups. That, of course, kicks off Thursday, that carnival. We've got the Hawkesbury standalone Saturday. The following week, we go to Gosford for their coast meeting. That's over a mile, plus the Gosford Cup. The Takeover Target, which is a great little race, the Takeover Target, because you get some of those horses that may go to Brisbane or maybe then getting themselves sorted for a Ramorny, which that won't be far away is either, the Grafton Carnival. And then after that, we go to Scone for those 2 days. So it rolls on nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the one. The way that Racing South Wales are now and the clubs have programmed it at the carnivals, that, you know, it's quality racing basically 12 months of the year. And, you know, as a trainer and as an owner, you've got to work out. You can't turn up everywhere, and you've got to work out which ones are going to be my races, where am I going to be better placed with my horses, because it's the way the prize money levels are around the state. It's not easy to win any day. So the trainer's job is to find the weakest race possible and progress through the grade. But Wagga's going to be great this Thursday, Friday. The Town Plate, the Cup, is Calcutta's galore. It's going to be a massive. I'll be down at the Thomas Blaney, mate of mine, Lee Green, the big pub down there. So it's going to be a great Wagga Carnival Thursday, Friday. And you know, is it Jason Frerio, the CEO's second one down there? So, and then as you mentioned, all the carnivals come on. As you rightly said, Dave, it won't be long before we'll be up at Grafton and the Ramorny. So it's going to be a great couple of months before. And next, you know, before you know it, you'll be talking about the spring.
Yeah, exactly right. Crystal balling and putting you on the spot here. We haven't spoken about this as a question I'd ask you, but what are some of your predictions for the spring? Is there is it going to be the 3-year-olds that we just saw? Do you think they're going to take it to the next level as they progress? That's if they're obviously not already at the Hunter Valley. Do you think that's going to be one of the big talking points, or do you think we're going to see those great horses of the Yulong colours, of course, perform? And I guess Pride of Jenny, she now leaves the door open. We're going to see. I think that King Charles could be one of the races of the race of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, isn't it? Yeah, but you know, it's with Pride of Jenny regards that she doesn't have to change anything. It's the others that are going to change their racing pattern, and is their pattern going to be suitable to then be to adapt to her? So it's exciting. Versus Stina is a quality mare, and she'll be very hard to beat wherever she goes if she's right. And there's so many others, and then you get that Palace de Carousel, who I think just needs a wet track, and it's top draw. So yeah, it's exciting heading towards. I know Militarize and the horse of Bjorn's that won the Coolmore, I can't remember the name of it. Osmosis, it's retired. Shinzo. Yeah, and the thing is now, Dave, there's so many. Like, I'm just doing the form for Canterbury, and there's so many more Europeans just pop up week in, week out. It's just, there seems to be more arrival. We might have to do, instead of the TV show at the Sydney Airport with them bringing in the fruit and not disclosing it, like, we should be doing one about the horses. Seem to be 5, 6, 7, 8 horses arriving every week into Australia. So it's certainly become the fab. As long as they're owned by Australians, racing here for our prize money, supplied by the locals, I think everyone's pretty happy. But looking towards the spring, Dave, I just hope I can take some chilled tablets and try and calm down. I've been fired up lately.
You've been fired up about various things. What about, speaking of firing up, can you, watching that tonight, I said this to the boys yesterday on Punters Postmortem, can you believe that filly of Annabelle's, or mare of Annabelle's, got beaten in that sprint race in Adelaide? Just watching the visuals, did you watch any of those big races from Adelaide on Saturday?
I certainly did. I don't want to be a clever fella after the race, but I thought it was coming, but I never thought at one stage it was going to win.
Okay. You thought the horse on the inside had it covered?
Oh, I thought it was coming through, and I didn't think Learning to Fly. What did it get within? I think the only closest it got was on the line. I don't think it got within half length of it at any time prior to that. So I think the caller, and look, I'm not going to be critical of the caller, but you think they're coming and they're going to go straight past, and then you half feel like a mug when it doesn't get there. But, Learning to Fly, her run was outstanding. But, look, my column will be out very shortly. An hour's time, Dave, it'll be up at 10:30. If you ask me for the best performance of a horse in the last week, I'd say it was race one at Cranbourne last Friday night.
Race one at Cranbourne last Friday night.
I thought it was the performance of the I think it'll win the JJ Atkins.
Angel Capital.
I think it'll be very hard to beat when it lines up in the JJ Atkins.
Okay. All right, there we go. For Clinton McDonald, who had a big weekend. Stanley Express got the chocolates there. And Jamie Carr, Harry Angel Colt. There we go. We can put that in the black book. You've gone very left field. All right, mate. I like it. What's planned for the day? Anything planned for the day?
Anything planned for the day? I'm relaxing, David.
I just like it. I'm just waiting for that email to go off or a text or a phone call.
My column's done. All ready to go. I've had the angry pills lately. I've been having disagreements with all in the defence and the argument of improving things for the trainers, but not everyone sees it my way.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, go and have a good day. And Angel Capital for the JJ Atkins, $11. Currently.
My column's out at 10:30.
I like it. The column on racenet.com.au. Richard Callender, thank you very much on this Tuesday. We'll take a break. We'll check in at Hawkesbury because James Heddo is my next guest and they've